Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiao Lan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about 处 in Chinese. We have a person who understands what the truth is. Isaac Litsky. Isaac is a best-selling author, speaker, and entrepreneur. Hi, Isaac. 你好.
你好, how's it going?
Yeah, great. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I've been inspired by your TED speech and your speech somewhere else at UNQ in Boston a couple of weeks ago. And I'm also a big fan of your book, Eyes Wide Open. Can you share a bit about your story, why you decided to write this book?
Sure. So I was diagnosed with a blinding disease when I was 13. So I'm 13 years old, and I was living this Hollywood fairy tale, born to middle-class family in America, parents who loved me and nurtured me. I was blessed with a powerful intellect, so I loved school, and it came easy to me. And when I say the Hollywood part, I mean it literally. So I grew up acting in commercials and did some things here and there and got this big break and was cast as a sitcom star. I played Weasel Wiesel on NBC's Saved by the Bell, The New Class. Mm-hmm. So at that time I was living in this reality where I thought I was invincible, the world in my hands, superhuman, 13-year-old boy. And then I wound up in the doctor's office of this expert on the retina, the back of the eye. Mm-hmm. And he told me that I had this very rare disease that would lead me to go blind. He said, I don't know how long it's going to take. There's no treatments. There's no cures. Good luck. And that was definitely a moment in which my understanding of reality changed very dramatically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It turned out, however, to be one of the best things that ever happened to me, because as I slowly lost my sight, I gained a lot of insight into the way the human mind works, mm-hmm. and how we have this amazing power to really create and shape the reality we experience, to sort of mold the circumstances we confront into kind of a reality that we then experience.
Right.
And if we can do that with awareness and with intention and with purpose, we can choose who we want to be and how we want to live our lives.
Was that a gradual event that you gradually lose your sight, so you have to really adjust everything?
That's exactly right. Yeah, I lost my sight slowly over about a dozen years. It was sort of constant adjustment and sort of a constant evolution of my perspective, literally and figuratively. And then, ultimately I came to live as a blind man with, what I call my eyes wide open vision. Mm-hmm. And I think vision is a lot more important than sight. It certainly has been in my life. Mm-hmm. And my vision has brought me great joy and fulfillment and success.
That's incredible. So although you cannot see physically, in fact, you probably know what is true, what is false, more than most people.
I think so. I think I learned a tremendous amount about the experience of human life by going blind.
Okay. It's also actually very true in terms of reflecting through ancient Chinese philosophy. So the way to say 处 in Chinese, there's only one word, 真.
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 Yeah, so it means true. Uh-huh. And that also means someone who is naive and who is very honest.
Wow.
To themselves. 真.
真.
Yeah, and it's funny because this character in the ancient time, that means to grab food from the food container.
Uh-huh.
So I guess at that time, food was scarce resource. So you then have the sense of reality come out. Oh, wow, the dreams come true. I really get food. I'm not going to starve, to die.
Uh-huh.
So it's true that there's food in the container.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. So 真.
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 It's the first tone, and we can take our time, make it a bit longer if you want. 真.
真.
That's right. And it's also a common character people use in the names, because as you know, Chinese names, unlike everybody's called John and Mary, you can pick any characters you like and you combine them to form the suitable meaning you desire. So a lot of people, they use 处, 真, into their name to reflect what they wish their children to have.
That's awesome.
So you can hear a lot of people, if you make some Chinese friends, you may hear this sound again and again, 真.
真.
Yeah. And Since we know something beautiful and true, we need to learn how to say fake as well.
sure.
Okay, fake, bogus. We say 假.
假.
And you can probably hear from the sound. It's not a very pleasant sound.
No.
It's a third tone, and we go down first and go up. 假.
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 Yeah, and if we put 真 and 假 together,
yeah.
That actually is a common usage, 真假. It's normally followed with a question mark. Is that true or false?
Ah, true or false. I love it.
Yeah, true or false, 真假.
真假.
Yeah, that's it. And then if you want to say, hey, I'm really sincere. I'm here, darling. I love you from the bottom of my heart. I'm here for you. You have a true heart. It's 真心.
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 Yeah, 真 is true and 心 is heart.
心.
Yeah, so later when you go home, tell your wife, hey, darling, believe my 真心.
With roses and chocolates, right?
That's right. And I think with your heart, you don't need anything else. It's more real than anything else.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, and then you can tell her, everything I told you is true. I gave you my true word, 真话.
Mm-hmm. 真话.
真话. 话 is the conversation.
话.
Yeah.
话.
Yeah, it's the words you gave. So 真话.
真话.
真话. And then, of course, everything you say fundamentally is the truth. So the way to say truth is 真理.
What does 理 mean?
理 means the order.
The order.
Yeah, the order. So that's the principle of truth.
I love it. 真理.
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 Yeah, 真理. And you hear this phrase, 真理, a lot when you go to the church.
Huh, awesome.
Yep, 真理.
真理.
Okay, but that's a lot of Chinese, but it's all go around about truth. 真.
真.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Isaac, for sharing your story with us. You inspired many people in the world. Your best-selling book, Eyes Wide Open, I think it's a must read for a lot of people who either want to find themselves or who want to overcome some difficulties or go through some high time in life or low time in life. I think it's a great reminder for many of us. Thank you very much. And your story also inspired many.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. It means the world to me.
Thank you. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Today we go through a lot. We talk about true, 真, false, 假. Sincere, 真心, truth, 真理, true words, 真话. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Isaac.
Bye-bye, thank you.